school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
All right. It's football season, folks. Jared Sluppy with you, new voice, and it's quite the start we have for you in week one. Valley Heights hosting Centralia. Let's get a little familiar with who we got going on here today. Valley Heights coming into this one, coming off a 4-5 season a year ago, second round playoff loss to these same Centralia Panthers. And as for those Panthers, they went on to the sub-state round where they got to get to play against Opie. And that's never fun, as they were able to, Opie was able to go all the way and win the whole thing. So it's a new season, and it has been such a long off-season. Everyone here ready for some Kansas high school football here in Northeast Kansas. The Split Hills, the backdrop here this evening. It's a beautiful night, a little bit on the warm side, but as the sun starts to settle, things will cool off, and we will have a gorgeous evening for some high school football here on 92.1 KMZA. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break, and we'll come back with you more of your pregame show, and we'll get you ready for a kickoff here on 92.1 KMZA.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Kickoff about 7 minutes away here. Valley Heights and Centralia. Jared Sluppy with you. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here with Kansaland Radio for the first time. And we got a great one for you here in week one. Starting out here with the Carolina Panthers. Centralia Panthers. They were 8-3 a year ago, and they lost in the sub-state round to the eventual champs, and they were able to knock off this Valley Heights team twice a season ago. They're now under new head coach Roger Holthouse, and this is a team with a lot of high expectations. They are pre-ranked number 8 in the Catch Kansas poll, and among the others considered in the K-Prep's preseason poll as well. However, they do lose their starting quarterback in Ethan McNally, who last year he had a very solid season with 9 touchdowns and 4 interceptions with 1,200-plus rushing yards and 24 rushing yards with 113.2 yards on the ground to boot. What a season it was for him. And we're actually going to go ahead and we're going to have to step aside once again because we do have our national anthem coming up. So go ahead and step aside for once again. We'll continue our pregame show here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So
So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
A Milwaukee tool sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca, with three Milwaukee sales going on at once. Choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
The national anthem being played by the Valley Heights Marching Band, about 3.5 minutes away from kickoff between Centralia and Valley Heights. Continuing with our pregame show and today's game of the week is brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. The Centralia, they are actually 12-1 against Valley Heights since 2006, and they have not played any other team more times in that span. A season ago, the offense as a unit had almost 4,000 yards. They were averaging just a hair over 32 points a game and 325 yards per contest, and that includes 2,700 of those yards being on the ground. As for their defense, they allowed only 2,400 yards and just 17 points a game with only 226 yards per contest. And oh, by the way, this team can turn you over, plus 16 turnover ratio in 2021. And this team gets it done in the fourth quarter. If it's a close game, Centralia's got it with an 86-13 ratio in the fourth quarter a year ago. Players to look out for this evening: Drew Gibbs, a season ago, had almost 500 yards from scrimmage. He was the team, he had the team high in receiving yards with 243 on 17 receptions, and he's going to be getting a lot of work this season, so definitely expect those numbers to go way up. As for the quarterback, Trent Talley, a year ago didn't play quarterback, of course, but he was very effective when he had the ball in his hands. He had 26 carries for 177 yards with three rushing touchdowns. He also had a receiving touchdown as well. Got to look out for on the defensive side of things for Centralia is Brady Grossnickel, 49 tackles and three sacks a year ago. He's expected to take a big load once again here in 2022. And as for Valley Heights, this team, as mentioned, 4-5 a year ago. Under second-year head coach Cody Trimble, they lose their quarterback and running back, but unfortunately, it was to injury during the preseason. It was a senior quarterback, Caden Parker, and they are going with their main man, Mac Shanks. The 6-foot, 140-pound sophomore is going to start. And last year, he played in 5 games, and he had a rushing touchdown in off of 10 carries, again in 2021. So expect for him to step up, and also we got a bunch of different guys that are going to be carrying the ball for the Mustangs. I was told by their head coach that it's going to be a mix of some Caden Dumbermuth, some Jaden DeWalt, some Kaysen Bigham. There's a lot of different guys that are going to be getting some carries. Logan Gray as well. A lot of guys are going to be getting some carries, and as well as Mac Shanks. This is a team that is going to be on the ground for the majority of the contest. As last year, they only had 144 passing yards as a team with one touchdown and 6 picks, but they still were able to produce 2,400 yards of offense, with most of that being over the ground, of course. All right, so it looks like we are just about a couple minutes away from kickoff. So let's go ahead and take a look at the keys to the game. And for this Valley Heights team, getting the ground game going early and often, winning it in the trenches. As for Centralia, they have a very interesting set of things going on. They have, as mentioned, new coach, new quarterback, new running back, finding their identity early, sticking with that, and then guiding that to their success, which is what they've been able to do for such a long time. A very successful program in Centralia, looking to get a win on the road to start off 2022. All right, so this is going to be interesting. We have some other games going on in the area with the Twin Valley League. Four teams, Centralia, Onega, Troy, and Valley Heights. Onega is at McLeod tonight. Waubunsee is at Troy. And in District 4, Jackson Heights and Riverside are thrown in amongst Centralia and Troy and Onega. And in terms of other games around the district, Horton is at Jackson Heights, Onega at McLeod, Jefferson West at Riverside, and as mentioned, Waubunsee is at Troy. And we just got done with our coin toss. Valley Heights has their purple unis, purple helmets, and their black pants. Centralia goes with their black pants as well with their white unis. And we are looking to get this thing going. And also black helmets for the Panthers as well. So white on black on white for the visitors. Overall, pretty decent crowd size here in this 1A matchup on both sides. You got some fans from Centralia standing on the other side, leaning against the railing. Not a bad night for a stand and lean. So you should have the temperature go into the upper 70s, maybe low 80s, as we start to wind down the evening. Got up into the 90s today once again. Hasn't quite felt like fall yet, but we're getting there here. Week one of high school football about to get underway. Two playoff quality teams playing in week one. Seen many people throughout the state claim that this is the best week one that they have seen in a very long time. This game being among this great slate of football games we have for you on our sister of stations. We've got a lot of great games going on. I'll get some of those other games that we're broadcasting across our network of stations here in just a little bit. So it'll be Centralia kicking it away. Valley Heights will return it. And we are underway for the 2022 football season. A turn on the far side. This is by Jane DeWalt. He is hit at the 29, and he's able to get to the 30. And that is where the Mustangs will start off their first drive. Let's take a look at their starters on the offensive line from left to right. Spencer Lees, Creighton Smith, Damian Youngeberg, Tyrell Wagner, and Drake Slifer. Some of their gadget players, a wide receiver, Logan Gray and Royce Ekstrom. And their backs are Payson Bigham at fullback. They have Jaden DeWalt at running back and Caden Dummermuth at scat back with Mac Shanks doing the quarterbacking. Shanks under center, hands it off, right side, gain of maybe two. The carry was by Bigham. Back along that play. Will Steinloggy on the tackle. Couldn't find the number because he has 53/10 on the program here in front of me. So on second down and 7 movement on the offensive line, and we're going to get a penalty right out of the gate. Who moved first is the question, and it looks like it was the Mustangs. So back them up, it'll be second down and 12. A little first game jitters, 11:14 to go in the first quarter. And they're still discussing. Oh, no, they're actually going to say it's against Centralia. Valley Heights backed up like it was against them, but it'll actually be in favor of the Mustangs. So instead, it'll be second down and 2. So Shanks once again under center. 2 men behind him, 2 wideouts to the right. Fumble, ball is on the ground, and Centralia is on it. The exchange to Bigham was not clean. and it was immediately covered up by the Panthers. It was Nick Thompson who got to it. So they'll take over from the 39-yard line, the short field. And we will get to see Trenton Talley for the first time. He's in the gun. He'll do a quick throw far side. That is Reese tanking. He makes the catch, tries to break a couple tackles, and he'll be stopped short of a first down, gain of about 5. So second down and 5, 10.5 to go in the first quarter, scoreless. I'll say it's actually closer to a 4-yard play. Misdirection, and it's a keeper. Talley is taken down about a half yard shy, maybe a full yard shy of the first down marker, so it'll be third and a long one. So 5-yard carry with 10 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball on the 29-yard line. Tight formation. Everybody at the line of scrimmage. Direct snap to Drew Gibbs, and he'll charge forward for the first down. First time we get to see the starting tailback for the Panthers. And they'll move the chains. They are now at the 23-yard line after that pickup of 6. Kind of formations that we expect to see from both teams, and they'll do the same thing again here. Snap is a Talley, fake hand off to Gibbs, drop back to pass, throw over the middle, wide open, got a man, and it is caught, touchdown, Centralia. Maverick Becker with the touchdown reception. 23 yards. And Centralia scores first. And they're going to, looks like, go for 2 here. Kelly rolls to his right, throws, he's got his man, but it's dropped through the hands of Becker. So it'll be 6-0. Centralia on the board first. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 6-0 Centralia here on 92.1 KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
FM, KMZA.
A 23-yard touchdown reception by Maverick Becker gets Centralia on the scoreboard first. It's 6-0. 9:27 left here on the first quarter, opening quarter of our contest. 39-yard drive summary is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at Highland Community College. HighlandCC.edu. 6-0, and Valley Heights will get the ball back after fumbling on their first drive on a handoff exchange. Taking their time in the huddle here, trying to regroup. Meanwhile, Centralia is ready to kick this thing off. Brock Reinicke, the kicker, back to receive Logan Gray and Jaden DeWalt. Gray on the near side, DeWalt on the far, and there's the boot by Reinicke. DeWalt once again will return it back from the 6-yard line and moves to his right and gets immediately smothered by Colton Slater. and he'll mark him down at the 16-yard line. So a long ways to go to find end zone and tie or even take the lead. We're in the second drive for the Mustangs. 9:19 left to go in quarter number one. 6-0 Centralia. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Here's a snap. Here's a handoff right side. Immediately gets sniffed out right away and covered up right at the line of scrimmage. They'll give him maybe a half yard. Couldn't even tell who carried that. That was Bigham once again. They'll say gain of zero there, so second and ten. As Bigham's second carry of the day. He tried to go to him for a second time last drive, but mentioned fumble. Shanks under center once again. Man in motion. Hand off right side once again. Nowhere to go. Gain of two. That makes it third down and eight. .8:15 to go in quarter number one. Kelly Heights looking for a way to get their offense going here, and they might be forced to throw here on third down and eight. Defensive line for Centralia not having it. Spencer Lees on that right side. That defensive tackle has been a force. They'll rush six, dropping back to pass, throw, far side, caught, first down by Dummermuth. Gain of 10, first pass attempt of the day for Max Shanks, and it's a 10-yard completion. So they get the ball to the 30. Clock will stop. Mentioned only 144 passing yards for the entire 2021 season for this Valley Heights team. They were able to generate almost 3,000 rushing yards on the year. With some new personnel, they're trying to find an identity. They work from the far hash. Beavers split out. Now they have three to the left, one to the right. Under center, Shanks hands off right side. Bigham. 3 yards and a cloud of dust once again for Case and Bigham. 3 yards is the longest carry he's had so far today. 4 carries for 8 yards on the day for a 6-foot, 130-pound junior. Didn't have any carries a year ago. Led the team in tackles, though. Very physical young man. He'll line up at fullback once again with three receivers to the right, one to the left. Bigham is the lone man in the backfield. Shanks under center. Bigham up the middle. Finds a little bit of a hole. Got a yard short of the first down marker. So a gain of six. So third down and short. Need to get to the Valley Heights 41-yard line. Actually, I think they only need to get to the 40, and they're just a few inches short. Look to be a QB sneak or go back to the big man. And it'll be a keeper up the middle, and Shanks has got it. 1 yard carry for the first down for Max Shanks. A 6 foot, 140-pound sophomore quarterback. Those just joining us, Caden Parker, the senior, was scheduled to be the starting quarterback for Valley Heights this season, but he suffered a season-ending injury on the first day of pads, according to head coach Cody Trimble. Trimble in this building, 2-1, his second year at the helm of the program. Couple first downs this drive for the Mustangs with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Centralia leads Valley Heights 6-0. Shanks under center. Hands it off. Bigham. Got one right up the middle once again. He's only about a yard and a half behind Shanks, so it's highly unlikely that he's going to go out wide. Shows you how much trust that Cody Trimble has in his interior offensive linemen to just keep going at him. Seems like they're really favoring that right side, Tyrell Wagner, the right guard. Damian Youngberg, their center, he's 5'4", 150, but he's a senior. Shanks. Under center man in motion. Bigham. Left side, gain of a couple on second and eight. The third down and decent, we'll say. So two more for Cason Bigham. Seven carries, 18 yards so far for the big man. One pass for a 10-yard completion to Caden Dummermuth. They're really using up some time here, just slowly driving the ball up the field. It's what we're expecting here with this Mustangs team. More of the same, what they did a year ago. Worked well. Trying to get a season over 500 and get back to the playoffs. Third and six. Here's a pitch, right side. And this time it's Jaden DeWalt. Gain of one. It'll be fourth down and five. We'll see if Shanks goes back to the air here. And they'll sub James Bulkin into the game. Freshman, 5'8", 190 pounds. Offensive lineman. Also can play receiver some, I've been told by Coach Trimble. They don't have anybody out wide here, so they're actually going to go ahead and put this away. DeWalt will do it himself. There's the boots. This will be returned by Trenton Talley at the 20-yard line. He's at the 25-30 along the right sideline. 35, cuts it back middle, 40, and a bunch of men able to take him down. And a nice return at the 44-yard line on the punt return by the quarterback, Trenton Talley. 2:50 remaining here in quarter number one, 6-0. Centralia leads Valley Heights. Score update is brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. And an official timeout here. Get you caught up to speed on what's happened so far. Opening drive of the game for Valley Heights. On the third play of the drive, it was a fumble on the exchange from Shanks to Bigham that was recovered by Centralia at the 39-yard line. And it took just five plays for the Panthers to strike first on a 23-yard touchdown hookup to Maverick Becker on the first pass completion of the game. That was with 9:27 left to go in the first quarter. And that last drive from Valley Heights lasting about 7 minutes, but nothing doing. Couldn't get it quite across midfield. And Centralia some pretty good field position to start things out at their own 44-yard line. Trenton Talley really proving that he is forced to be reckoned with in this league. He's got quite the arm, and Maverick Becker, he, on that touchdown reception, the junior really made a nice route. He was wide open over the middle, a missed assignment by the secondary for the Mustangs. Reminder, a year ago, these two teams met twice. None of them were here in this stadium. Both teams back on the field, ready for the second drive of the game for the Panthers as the sun starts to set to the west of the Flint Hills. Beautiful view here this evening. Start this drive with a crowded formation. Some movement on the defensive line. Talley the keeper, no flag. And he just runs up the middle for about 6 yards. Talley with his second carry of the game. Hasn't been a play shorter than 4 yards so far for Centralia. and that play was actually a pass. They haven't had a carry shorter than 5 yards yet. So it's 2nd and 4 from midfield. Same formation here. Here's a handoff, some misdirection, right side. And breaking free in the secondary is Becker, and there he goes. I think he's at the 10, the 5, can he get there? Just out of bounds. Down around the 2-yard line, a 48-yard run by Maverick Becker. He is something else. A 23-yard touchdown and a 48-yard scamper to start his day. Panthers are once again in business. And they actually marked him down at the 5. They must have stepped out of bounds before trying to get to the goal line. So instead, that carry is a measly 45 yards. Still an unbelievable play by the junior. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They'll go with the same formation. Direct snap, Gibbs, left side. He is swallowed up in the backfield. Nice play by Royce Ekstrom, the sophomore. Linebacker makes the play. Might have been a loss of a couple there. Loss of one. On Gibbs, second carry of the day. Gibbs brings the most experience to this backfield. Season ago. Got a decent amount of work, not anything crazy though. Snap, Cali, direct run up the middle, and did he get across the goal line? Yes, he did, touchdown! Trent Cali, direct snap, took it himself, and it's a 6-yard run, and Centralia leads it 12-0. And they will once again go for two. Same formation, all the offensive line to the left, just one center. Two split out wide to the right, and one man in the backfield. Now they'll move into a PAT formation. Reinicke will boot it. He does a toe kick. Saw him doing some warm-ups. He just goes at it from straight away. And there is the boot. It's on its way, and it is good. So it is 13-0, thanks to a 6-yard rushing touchdown from Trenton Talley. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in a minute. With a minute 22 left in quarter number one, it's Centralia 13, Valley Heights 0 here on 92.1 KMCA.
It's football and family day at Highland Community College on Saturday, September 3rd. Come enjoy the Scotty season opener as they host Butler County at 1 p.m. on the HCC campus. Before the game, take in bounce houses for the kids. Academic fair in the Highland CC bookstore will be open for shopping. So bring the family and kick off the football season Saturday, September 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Highland Community College. More info online at highlandcc.edu.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
It's 13-0. Centralia getting a touchdown thanks to a 6-yard scamper up the middle by quarterback Trenton Talley. 1:22 remaining in quarter number one, a 58-yard drive as your drive summary is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debts, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia once again going to boot it away with Reinicke. Logan Gray, Jade DeWalt back to return. Third drive of the game for the Stangs coming up. There's the boot. It's a low one. And almost returned by an up man, but DeWalt is going to take it. Left side at the 25-30, and he's taken down at the 33-yard line. Best field position of the day to start things off for Valley Heights. So Max Shanks back on the field. There has not been an incompletion yet today for either team. Shanks is 1-for-1 with a 10-yard completion. And Trenton Talley is 2-for-2 with a 27 yards on the game and a 23-yard touchdown. So in the gun, Shanks drops back to pass. One man in the backfield with him. He's under duress, and he'll be taken down for a loss. And it's Nick Thompson with the sack. Came right up the gut, and he has been very good. The senior has been tearing up that Valley Heights offensive line all night so far, and there's still three quarters left to go. But 50 seconds left in this quarter. So it's second and 15 after the 5-yard loss on the sack. Shanks is going to be under center after being in the gun for the first time on the day. Here's a handoff right side, and it is well. He's got some room to run. There he goes, 40, 45, got a couple men to beat, 45, 40, and take it down at the 38-yard line. What a run by Jaden DeWalt. Thirty-five-yard scamper for Jaden DeWalt. That was his second carry of the day. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. First time in Centralia territory. See if they can carry some momentum here into the second quarter. Two receivers to the right from the near hash. Hand off Bigum left side, and he'll get another 3 yards and a cloud of dust for the Mustangs fullback. And it looks like that might be the last play of the quarter. And it is. So after 12 minutes of action, our score is 13-0 in favor of Centralia. We'll take it to a break. We'll come back with more Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to quarter number two. It's Centralia 13, Valley Heights 0. Mustangs trail at home as they flip the field. They have the ball at the Centralia 35-yard line after a 35-yard scamper from Jaden DeWalt. By far the longest play of the game. They didn't have any plays longer than 6 yards prior to that one. On the ground, at least. They had a 10-yard reception. So it is second down and 7 after a 3-yard carry by Kaysen Bigum, which took us into the break. Shanks with 3 receivers, 1 to the right, 2 to the left, under center. Bigum in the backfield. They give it to him up the middle, and he gets upended after a gain of a few. Nice tackle by, I believe it was Gibbs with the tackle. Another 3-yard carry by Bigum. 9 carries for 24 yards on his day. Tonight's Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA is brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. The third down and 3 from the Centralia 31-yard line. Shanks under center. Take the snap. Hand it off, Bigum. Up the middle, trying to bounce off a couple tacklers, and he is close to the sticks. Did he get there? Might be possibly a few inches short. We'll see where they spot it. Looks like he'll stop him just short after a gain of 2 fourths and inches. Once again, very close to a first down. Like they're, we'll see if they go for it or not. Mustangs are in a huddle. They break it. This is by far the best field position they've had all day, and they are going for it. Shanks under center. They are 1 for 1 on fourth down conversions on the day. They'll do the same thing last time that worked. Shanks, QB sneak, and he's got it. That is his second carry of the day. Both of them on QB sneaks on fourth and short. This one goes for 2 yards, and it's a first down for the Mustangs. And 26 to go in quarter number 2. Coach Trimble on the sideline, giving his play out to his quarterback. Centralia defense waiting patiently. 2 receivers to the left. That's Zimmermuth and Gray. Nobody out to the right. And a timeout is going to be called by Valley Heights. We'll take it with them. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA. Centralia 13, Valley Heights 0.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Valley Heights out of the timeout. First and 10 from Centralia's 27-yard line, trying to get in the end zone for the first time today, get some points on the board for the first time this 2022 season. Jared Sluppy with you. Game of the week. 13-0. Your score is brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Holt House, AutoHouse.com. Shanks under center. 2 receivers to the left. Bigum in the backfield. DeWalt off the line of scrimmage to the right. Hand off Bigum up the middle. Gain of about 3. They just continue to feed Bigum. It's been working this drive, giving them yards every single play. He's only had 1 carry longer than 4 yards, though. Omaha Central currently leading Holton at the end of quarter number 1. Trying to keep you updated on some of these scores. We'll probably be able to get you more of those at our halftime break, so be sure to stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct. Here's a keeper going to the left is Shanks. Beg your pardon, actually, that was Dumbermuth. Gets the handoff. Might have been a gain of 0 on that play. Just got back to the line of scrimmage. So third down and 7, 8:35 remaining in quarter number 2. From the Centralia 23. The Knights continues to eat a lot of clock here on their third drive of the contest. Pitch right side. DeWalt has a crease, but oh, nice open field tackle. That might have saved DeWalt from getting into the secondary. That was Becker who got to him, but DeWalt was able to get a nice gain of 6. is a gain of 35, a gain of 6, and a gain of 1. And a timeout is called by Centralia. They'll be 4th and 1 once again with 8:05 left to go. Ball at the 22-yard line. Another decision here. I don't think that they're going to punt it. And I don't know if Valley Heights has a kicker that can kick a 39-yard field goal, so I would assume that they're probably going to go for it for the third time on the day on 4th down and 1. This one is that you got a full yard on this 4th and 1. The last two are more like 4th and inches. But this one is a full yard, so we'll see if they go with another QB sneak, which Shanks is 2-for-2 on, or if they go with Bigham, who hasn't had only has one carry shorter than 2 yards on the day. He just doesn't have that ability to break out a long run, at least so far today, against that really tough Centralia defensive line. You can almost say it's more than just the defensive line, it's the front seven, because the line pretty much bringing the entire house every single play. Exceptions of a few plays when the Mustangs split out a few wide, and they'll have some of the corners obviously split out wide, but most of the time they're all focusing in on Shanks at quarterback and Bigham, the fullback. So here we go. Under center. Fourth and two. Shanks hands it off. Bigham, and I don't think he got it. It's going to be close. It depends on the spot. And looks like they are going to say that he got it. He got the 1 yard. Might have gotten it by a half of a football length. Like Bigham kind of slipped a little bit and kind of just dove forward and let his big frame do the work. So they have it at the 15 inside the red zone for the first time today from the far side hash. DeWalt is split out. Well, he's not split out, but he's out wide. Shanks under center. Two men to the left. DeWalt goes in motion. Give it to him. Goes around to the left side, and he is going to be taken down by a multitude of Panthers in the backfield for a loss. Good job by Centralia to read that one out. Loss of 1 for the sophomore. 7:08 remaining in quarter number 2. Valley Heights trying to get onto the board for the first time today. Lights are coming on. Sun is starting to set. Not a lot of wind here today. Hardly any at all. Shanks has just one pass attempt, and he's going to keep it. Rolls out to the right, and he's going to be gobbled up by Steinloggy. And just does get back to the original line of scrimmage, a gain of 1. Steinloggy has been everywhere so far today, the junior defensive end. The 3rd and 10, we'll see if Shanks is called to throw here. Wide receiver split out to the near side, Gray. He is alone, wide out here. And here's the fake handoff, rolls out to his right. He's going to be gobbled up, but before he gets it off, throws it at the end zone, it's broken up. Pass is intended for Royce Ekstrom. The clock stops at 5:51, it's 4th and 10. The one pass that was caught by a Mustang receiver. Caden Dumbermuth went for 10 yards exactly, so they're hoping for more of that right now from the Centralia 15-yard line. It's all or nothing right here. Empty backfield. For the second time today, Shanks will be in the gun. To his left is DeWalt. Two receivers left, two to the right. Shanks drops back to pass, throws over the middle, and is caught for a first down at the 3-yard line. Gain of 12. Logan Gray makes the reception. So actually, they'll call that a gain of 13. Third pass of the day from Shanks, and it's first and goal from the 2. Actually say it's at the 1 yard line. A little bit past the 1, in between. Shanks under center. Bigham in the backfield. Give it to him. Right side. Dives. Can't get there. Swallowed up by that Centralia defensive line. It'll be second down and goal. Thirteenth carry of the game for Cason Bigham. They really love him on some of these plays where they just need a few short yards. Under 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 4:55 to be exact. Mustangs trying to make it a one-score game. It's 13-0. Centralia leads Valley Heights. Nobody wide. Shanks under center. 3 men in the backfield. Pitch right side to Walt. Diving. Did he get across? Waiting for a ruling. It looks like I think they're marking him short. They get their third consecutive play from the 1. Third and goal. See if the Mustangs try something different here. No, it looks like they'll do the same thing. DeWalt is going to be a tailback. Make him a fullback. In the eye, and Shanks doing it himself. And he is across the goal line and in for the Valley Heights touchdown. Valley Heights not out of it yet. And we'll see if they go for it or if they will have a PAT. So the clock stops at 3:56 left in a quarter number 2. They're going for 2. Shanks under center. Same formation as the touchdown in the eye. And Shanks is going to roll out to the right. He's going to throw it, and he's got Dunramuth, and he's in. So it is a 5-point ball game. It's 13-8. Mustangs have life. We'll send it to a break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Valley Heights is going to be kicking off for the first time here in 2022 after their touchdown drive, 67 yards, with a 2-point conversion after the Max Shanks 1-yard rushing touchdown. That scoring drive is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Three men back to return for Centralia includes Talley on the near side, Becker on the near side, receiving in the middle, and tanking on the far side, up the middle. And Becker will scoop it up at the 16, he's at the 25, and just across the 30, down to the 32. That is where the Panthers will have their third drive of the game with 3:50 remaining in the half. So it's been two drives, two touchdowns so far for the Panthers. A Maverick Becker 23-yard touchdown reception with 9:27 to go in the first, and then a Trenton Talley 6-yard rush up the middle with 1:22 remaining in the first quarter. Kelly Heights trying to prevent a big play. It's allowed a 23-yard reception and a 45-yard run and a bunch of 6- and 5-yard carries. Here's run left side Gibbs. He's at the 40 and near the first down marker at the 38-yard line. Gain of 7, maybe 8. Give it 8. Gibbs third carry of the game. He has 13 yards for the starting tailback for Centralia. Tally over the air is Cooper 2, 27 yards and a touchdown. Maverick Becker with the touchdown reception. Here's a run out to the right, quarterback design run. Here is Tally. He's out across the field and into Valley Heights territory at the 48-yard line.
Tally, he beat the ball.
Actually gave Gibbs a first down on that last play. So the, I guess that was a 10-yard run last play. In this play, Tally able to get 9. And now they'll give him the first down once again. A yard marker over on the sideline. A little bit behind on that, but it's the job done eventually. First and 10. From the Valley Heights 48-yard line. 3:15 left to go in quarter number 2. Here's a handoff left side, Becker. And unable to get a tackle at the line of scrimmage. He breaks free into the secondary down to the 39-yard line. A good job by the junior to break free. Gain of 8. A shoestring tackle would have made that a gain of nothing, but Becker able to keep his legs moving and gets a gain of 8 out of it. Down to the 39-yard line, second and a long one. No men split out. It's going to be quarterback keeper up the middle. Becker, excuse me, Tally, beg your pardon.
Tally.
He's got the first down. That gain of 2, right at the sticks. And the Centralia quarterback is maybe limping just a tad. Looked like he kind of got bent over to the side a little bit awkwardly, but he is okay. He's still in the game. Tally in the gun, Gibbs to his right. Nobody split out. 3 men in the backfield. Tally. Left side, and he'll gain just a couple on this first down carry. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And that time, it was Drake Slifer, the junior defensive end, standing at 6'3", 190, one of the bigger guys on that D-line. The second and 8 from the 36-yard line. Very compact formation almost every single play in this drive for Centralia. Direct snap, Gibbs runs to his right. He's got blockers. After the 30, 25, breaks a tackle, 15, breaks another, 10-5, touchdown. Drew Gibbs, 36 yards. And Centralia finds the end zone yet again. They are 3-for-3 on touchdowns on 3 drives. They'll kick the PAT, I believe, again here with that kind of awkward formation to start. Or will they? We'll see. Now, looks like they've done that twice now. The Reineke on for the PAT. Low snap, good hold, and over end, it is through there. So it is 20-8. Good response by Centralia. We'll step aside. Once again, it's Centralia 8. Excuse me, Centralia 20, Valley Heights 8. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
United Bank and Trust.
Hi, this is Cassie Becker with United Bank and Trust. Help us kick off the Centralia Panther football season at 6 p.m. on Friday, September 16th. Meet us at Riggins Field for your free Centralia t-shirt. We hope to see you on Friday, September 16th, while we cheer on the Panthers as they host the Onega Buffaloes. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Gansaland Radio.
Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. It's Centralia 20, Valley Heights 8, with 1:14 to go in the second quarter. Last drive, 36-yard rushing touchdown for Drew Gibbs. Tailback for the Panthers with 1:14 remaining in the second quarter. 69-yard drive with a good PAT. That drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Reineke with the kickoff from the 40. Low squib kick, bounce at the 25, rolls through the leg. That's a live ball at the 5-yard line. It's Dovon at the 2-yard line. Didn't have to dive for it, so it'll be marked there. That was Logan Gray. 1:14 left to go here in this first half. Valley Heights had a few longer plays that last drive, which was capped off by Matt Shanks' QB sneak. Had a 13-yard reception from Logan Gray. A little keeper up the middle. Gain of maybe 1.5 or so. Maybe 2. Yeah, I don't think they'll say 2. Drew Gibbs with the tackle. And I think they're satisfied with letting this clock run out. Trailing by 2 scores. It will be Centralia getting the ball out of the break. As the Stangs had the ball to start out the game. 35 seconds left. We'll have to run another play here. Hand off right side, Bigum, and he is stopped by a brick wall after a gain of 2, and clock is going to stop. There's a timeout called by Centralia with 25 seconds left. It'll be 3rd down and 7. Just a quick 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Just a reminder that your halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct. And we'll talk about some scores in the area, break down some of the unofficial stats from today's game, and break down some of the drive summaries. And it has been a back-and-forth battle. Centralia has been able to capitalize on all 3 of their drives with 3 touchdowns. As for Valley Heights, they started out with a fumble, and they were able to get a touchdown on their last drive, just slowly moving their way up the field. We'll see if Valley Heights works with some sense of urgency in the second half, and throwing maybe a little bit more, as opposed to this first half where they've only thrown 3 times. Max Shanks is 2 for 3 with 23 yards. And when he's thrown the ball, he's looked pretty good. And believe it or not, he has actually thrown more times than Centralia has. Trent Talley is 2 for 2 with 27 yards. Again, all these stats today are unofficial. So a third down and five is what they say. So that was actually a 4-yard carry by Bigham. End around Dummermuth on the right side. Gain of a few. They'll be short of the line to gain, probably about 2 yards short. Gain of 3. So it will be. They give them. I think they're trying to work on the spot here. Is that the down marker says first down? But to me, I thought he was maybe a little bit short. But we'll see what the officials say here. Rather. Fourth down, any yard, or first and 10? We'll see.
15.
And we've been told here in the booth that 15 seconds should be on the clock. Clock says 7.9 now, it says 15, and looks like they're going to give them the first down. So let's say Dummermuth got 5 yards instead of 3. Ball is at the 12. So now they'll probably just run the clock out. I think Centralia was wanting to see if they could maybe get a stop and then get the ball back for a couple more plays before the end of the half. But nice run from Caden Dummermuth. And now Shanks is going to actually pass it, and that was tipped and almost intercepted. That was a dangerous play. That could have been a disaster, but it ends up falling to the ground. So that is the end of the first half. It's Centralia 20, Valley Heights 8. We'll take a break and have your halftime show coming up next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct here on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply. Fly in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
At the half, it's Centralia 20. Valley Heights, the home team on the scoreboard, they have 8. And it has been all Panthers so far on the offensive side. 3 drives, 3 touchdowns. As for Valley Heights, when they've had the ball, they've been milking a lot of clock, but they have the 1 touchdown. Let's take a look at our drive summaries here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Well, it started off with the first drive of the game for Valley Heights, resulting in a fumble on a handoff exchange from Shanks to Bigham. That was dove on at the 39-yard line, and they were able to get off to a hot start where the Panthers on just five plays, a 23-yard hookup to Maverick Becker for a touchdown reception with 9:27 left to go in the first quarter. The PAT, the two-point conversion, rather, was no good. And then Valley Heights, their second drive of the game was stalled out near midfield, and then Petrelli was able to get a nice return on a punt. That was a turn all the way back to the 42-yard line, then a 58-yard drive capped off by Trenton Talley, 6-yard rushing touchdown, made it 13-0 after the PAT was good by Reineke. Then Valley Heights got their first score of the game. Max Shanks capping off a 1-yard rushing touchdown, quarterback sneak on third and goal. From just inside the one, it was a 67-yard drive, and they were able to make the two-point conversion, get some of that momentum back, and made it 13-8. But then Centralia went back to business. 69-yard drive capped off by a 36-yard rushing touchdown by tailback Drew Gibbs, and they were able to make the PAT to make it 20-8, and that is how things came to a close in the first half. Taking a look at some of the unofficial stats for your contest so far, Trenton Talley, the quarterback for the Panthers, is 2-for-2 with 27 yards and a touchdown. Drew Gibbs has 4 carries for 51 yards, including that 36-yard score. Trenton Talley has 6 carries for 31 rushing yards, and Maverick Becker has 54 rushing yards on 2 carries. And of those 27 yards, there was the 23-yard touchdown by Becker and then a 4-yard reception by Reese Tanking in the first drive. As for the home team, the Mustangs, Max Shanks, 2-for-4 on his day for 23 yards. He had a 13-yard reception to Logan Gray and a 10-yard reception to Caden Dunremuth. Cason Bigham, 14 carries, 34 yards. Jane DeWalt has 5 carries for 41 yards, including a very impressive 35-yard run, by far their longest play of the day. Max Shanks, quarterback, 5 carries, 7 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Caden Dunremuth has, 2 carries for 5 rushing yards. And for the game stats, 136 total yards for the Panthers, 87 for the Mustangs. 11.3 yards per carry for the Panthers, 3.3 for Valley Heights. Those were the rushing yards I just told you. 163 total yards for Centralia, 110 total yards for Valley Heights. One turnover on the game, and that was Valley Heights. One penalty, only one, and that was on the opening drive, a offside by Centralia for just 5 yards. We're going to step aside once again here in our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct. We'll come back with some scores around the area here in our halftime show here on 92.1 KMZA. Once again, our score is Centralia 20, Valley Heights 8.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtel?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With 3 Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number 3, find lower prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
Home.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime score. 20-8 Centralia leads Valley Heights. Jared Slubby with you here on KMZA. Talking about some area scores, we have Morehead Mount Academy. They are currently up 24-6 on Oskaloosa, 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Jackson Heights leads Holton 33-0 with 2:10 left in the first half. Elsewhere, we have Lakeside leading Lynn 14-8 on the road. That one is in the first quarter. That's the latest score that we have here for you. Elsewhere, there are quite a few that don't have scores yet. St. Paul currently leads Blue Valley Randolph 46-6. Waubunsee and Troy are evened up at 6. Latest score is in the first quarter. Silver Lake leading Riley County 21-14. Elsewhere, I think we see have some scores that are actually in the area here. And I think that's just about it, I believe, on the scores that I have for you so far. Yep, looks like it is. So those are the scores I have for you so far. Again, 20-8 our score here. And Onega McLeod is going on right now as well. And, of course, those two teams in the Twin Valley League and the same district as both Centralia, but not Valley Heights. Valley Heights in a different district. So, again, we'll try to keep you updated on some of those scores that come pouring in here throughout the evening. And, of course, be sure to stay tuned to our scoreboard show after the game, brought to you by Community National Bank. So be sure to stay tuned for that as well. So, once again, 20-8 our score here during our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kent Galba currently leads Little River 28-14 with 1:39 left in the second quarter. Is another score I have for you as I scroll through our Twitter feed here. And that seems to be the best place to get our scores here. That and Score Stream is also fantastic as well. Those are the two places I'm getting these scores at. And I'm kind of in a little bit of a dead zone, so we'll go ahead and just leave it there. So about 5 minutes left we have until kickoff of the second half. And we'll go and take another break. We'll come back with a few minutes left and give you once again another look at your first half and some keys to the second half, all coming up here in just a couple minutes. Once again, our score, Centralia leads at 20-8 over Valley Heights in Valley Heights at the half here on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
It's football and family day at Highland Community College on Saturday, September 3rd. Come enjoy the Scotty season opener as they host Butler County at 1 p.m. on the HCC campus. Before the game, take in bounce houses for the kids. Academic fair in the Highland CC bookstore will be open for shopping. So bring the family and kick off the football season Saturday, September 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Highland Community College. More info online at highlandcc.edu.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
back in our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Our score, Centralia 20, Valley Heights 8. A few more scores to give to you. At the end of the first half, Onega leads McLouth 13-0. That game is at McLouth. Elsewhere, we have Sabetha leading Perry LeCompton 7-0. Brandon Tabman on the call for that one. And then Holton leads Royal Valley 14-13. That one also at the half. And as mentioned, Troy leads Wabunsee 12-6. That one is at the half as well. All right, so once again, taking a look at our first half here. Three drives, three touchdowns for Centralia, including a 36-yard run by Drew Gibbs. Excuse me, a 6-yard run by quarterback Trent Talley, and a 23-yard reception by Maverick Becker. Becker has been phenomenal tonight so far. He had a 45-yard run on top of that, so for the evening, he has 77 yards all-purpose. Oh, I guess that'd be scrimmage yards. He has been phenomenal. Love to give him the ball more in the second half. As for Valley Heights, I would love to see them give the ball to Jaden DeWalt a lot more, who had a nice 35-yard run and a 6-yard run as well. That 6-yard run tied for the second longest with a Kaysen Bigham 6-yard run. Bigham has 14 carries for 34 yards. As for DeWalt, he has 5 carries for 41 yards. And Max Shanks over the air, 2 for 4, 23 yards during that first half. So about a minute until we get the second half underway. It'll be the second half is pretty much going to be completely played under the dark here this evening, which is something that is going to be interesting, maybe a little bit different for these young folks. For this 2022 season, been a while since we've gotten some Friday night football here in Kansas. And I said this before the game, just feels like one of the longest off seasons for whatever reason. But we got the season underway and it has really lived up to the hype so far. Been a very good first half of football for both teams. 163 yards of total offense for the Panthers, 110 for the Mustangs, with 136 of those being on the ground for Centralia, 87 on the ground for Valley Heights. Mentioned before the game, 144 passing yards on the year for the Mustangs, and 23 tonight, and hasn't been too bad as the passing attack so far. Just they're wanting to really go to that, really establish the running game, but I think they're going to have to probably pass it more here in the second half, trailing by 2 scores, but we will see. Also, the fact that Centralia, just like last year, was able to stay on top of things in terms of turnovers. They had a plus 16 turnover ratio, and tonight they are plus 1 with the fumble forced in the first drive of the game. Now they just added some more time back on the clock, it looks like, so we will be waiting a few more minutes here as now Valley Heights gets back out on to the field. Once again, our score is 20-8. We'll go and step aside for one more time, and then we'll have the second half underway for you as we have our halftime prolonged here by just a little bit. It has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. We'll go and step aside. Centralia 20, Valley Heights 8, here on 92.1 KMZA.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a True Value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
KMZA.
Got a few scores. Well, just a couple scores update here. Made a little bit of an oopsie. It was Holton and Nemaha Central, 14-13. Holton leads that one. Hiawatha is currently ahead of Royal Valley, 19-8. That one is at the half. Here at the half, halftime show is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 20-8. Centralia leads Valley Heights. And Centralia looking to continue their momentum from the first half on the offensive side of things. Again, three touchdowns on their three drives. Valley Heights, they had four total drives, three and a half, as their final drive ended the first half. Kind of combined those two words there, but it will be Centralia getting the ball to start things out. Second kickoff of the game for Valley Heights. And returning the kickoff will be Trenton Talley, Maverick Becker, and Reese Tanking. As the Mustangs trot back out onto the field, kick this off. Place kicker, Drake Slifer, 6'3", 190-pound junior. And there was a flag, I believe that's a delay of game. So, wow, what a way to start the second half here. That'll be a 15-yard penalty, so they're going to kick this off from the 25. First penalty of the game for Valley Heights. So, Centralia is going to get some good... And actually, the place kicker is actually Jaden DeWalt, my mistake. Scoop kick up the middle, rolls and dies at the 35, scooped up by Becker. He's at the 45, 50, 45, and taken down in Valley Heights territory at the 44-yard line. Nice return. 24 yards. Great field position for the Panthers to start this second half. Trenton Talley back on the field. Quarterback for Centralia. He'll have Drew Gibbs, the tailback, to his left. Three receivers split out wide to the far side, one to the near side. From the near side hash. Takes a snap. Pump fakes. Looks to go deep. Looking for Becker. Back shoulder. Can't get him. Overthrown a little bit. He kind of turned around to try to find it. First incompletion of the game for Trenton Talley. He was 2 for 27 with the touchdown in the first half. So it'll be 2nd and 10. Might as well come out swinging out of the break. Three backs. Tight formation. Direct snap. Talley taken down in the backfield. And that was Slifer who got him. Loss of a half yard. Maybe he'll give it the full. So it'll be 3rd and 11. So they'll say 3rd and 11, 11:15 to go here in quarter number 3. Same formation. Gibbs in the backfield. Two other guys are a few yards ahead of him. Dropping back to pass. Looking to throw. Far side overthrows his man, incomplete. Tried to go for Brody Grossnickel. So it'll be 4th down, a 3 and out. That is, of course, if they don't go for it. So 2 attempts in the first half for 27 yards. This half, 2 attempts, 2 incompletions. Nice stop by Valley Heights, which is something we can say for the first time today. Looks like Max Shanks, the quarterback and cornerback as well, is limping after that play there in the secondary. He is really favoring that left side. He is putting a lot of weight on that leg. Hopefully he's okay. You hate to see that. Looks like they are going to be going for it. And might have been a delay of game, possibly. No, it's a false start. Movement. Back him up 5 yards. Second penalty of the game.
5 yards.
So it'll be 4th and 16. So it looks like now they will punt it with Gibbs putting it away. Back to return is Jaden DeWalt. There's the boot. First down, set the 20-yard line. It checks up and stays right there. Actually bounces forward about a yard to the 21-yard line. And that's where Valley Heights will get the ball for the first time in the second half. So the first stop of the game for the Mustangs defense. 10:52 left to go here in quarter number 3. We'll go and keep it right here. Again, Centralia leads 20-8 over Valley Heights. Your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So as mentioned, the quarterback, Max Shanks, he is definitely a little limpy out there. He's jogging out, trying to work it out after coming to talk to his head coach, Cody Trimble, second-year head coach for the Mustangs. And whenever he's walking, he's really, really walking gingerly. In the I formation, two receivers to the right, Shanks under center, Bigham the fullback, DeWalt the halfback. I'll give it to DeWalt, and he'll stumble for head for a gain of 1, maybe 2. And he'll give him 2, so make it 2nd and 8. Ball at their own 23-yard line. On their touchdown drive, they were able to drive the ball all the way down the field from their own 23, so that's where they have it right now. See if they can do that again and make this once again a one-score game. They got it down to a one-score game after getting that touchdown, made it 13-8. Same formation. Shanks takes a snap, hand off to Waltz. Goes from the right, cuts up middle, has some room to run across the 30 down to the 32-yard line. Nice run, a gain of 9 by Jaden DeWalt. Mentioned would love to give him some more looks in the second half. Move the chains. First down of the second half for either team. So again, moving the ball methodically up the field, that's their game. Would love to get a touchdown so that way they don't have to really start speeding up that offense. Something that this team has not been able to do so far today. Shanks takes the handoff, rolls to his right, has a man open, Dovermuth throws it to him, and it is incomplete, overthrew him. That throw was maybe a half second sooner, that would have been able to hit him in stride, but instead it's incomplete. And it is second down and 10. It's a nice route run by Dovermuth. Again, Shanks just a half second late on that throw. Dovermuth tried to slide to keep it in bounds. The throw was also a little bit low. Unable to haul it in. So it's now 2nd and 10 from their own 32. Hand off, Bigham, fullback, up the middle, gain of a couple. Now to the 35, gain of 3 actually. His first carry of the second half. That makes it 3rd down and 7. See if Coach Trimble gets a little creative here. Under center, Shanks. Walt takes the handoff, gives it Dovermuth on the end around. Gain of 2. So 4th down and probably about 5. tried to do something there, just quite wasn't able to nail the execution down. Having that extra couple guys there up front for Centralia really helped, instead of having some deception with having some guys split out wide. The 5'4 senior center trots up to the ball. And they're going to go ahead and punt this one away. On a 4th and 4 is what they say. Solid punt, going to his right, and it goes out of bounds around the 25-yard line. Well done. So two defensive stops to start our second half. 7:55 remaining in quarter number 3. Centralia gets the ball back, leading 20-8. Your game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA is brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Go to peru.edu. Worst field position of the day for the Panthers, starting from their own 24. Low snap, tally, direct carry after the big handoff. He bounces to the outside. He's at the 35, 40, 45, 50, and he's trying to shed DeWald. He cannot. And a horse collar tackle as the flag is thrown out of bounds at the 42-yard line. 43-yard line is where they mark it down. A 33-yard scamper by the quarterback, Trenton Talley. And they get 15 additional yards on top of it. Quite the way to start the drive. After their 3-and-out on the last drive they had, which was a 3-and-out. Only one penalty combined for both teams in the first half. Here in the second, there has been 3, including 2 15-yard penalties for Valley Heights. It was a delay of game to start out the half, and then the horse collar. 1st and 10 from the 28-yard line, a run to the right side by Gibbs. That's going to be a loss of 2. And there's another flag on the play. That's going to be a hold against the Panthers. More penalties here in the second half. That's a 10-yarder, backs him up all the way to the 40. So it's going to be 1st and 20. Now at the bottom of this 8 o'clock hour, opening night. Direct snap, Gibbs bounces to the outside, gets back to the 35 and to the 34-yard line. So gain of 6 on that play. Got a score for you. Chase County wins over Frankfort 60-8. Atchison and Ottawa are tied 21-21 at the half. Second and 15 after that, we'll say 5-yard carry by tailback Drew Gibbs. Direct keeper Tally spinning away from a couple defenders, gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Another 5-yard carry. Drive started with a 33-yard carry by Trent Talley and an additional 15 yards for a horse collar tackle and a holding penalty. And 2 5-yard carries, and that's where we stand at now, 3rd and 10 from the Valley Heights 29-yard line. Centralia driving, 6:08 left to go here in quarter number 3, trying to extend their lead and get the first points of the second half for either team. Tight formation, nobody split out. 3 backs alongside quarterback Trenton Talley. Talley takes a snap, hands it off. Becker trying to get to the outside, stays on his feet, And I think they said he actually landed on his knee. That'll be at the 27-yard line, so a gain of 3.